The Warriors are champions once again, capturing the 2018 NBA title. It's back-to-back championships and the Warriors' third title in 4 years after a Game 4 win over the Cavs on this Friday night in Cleveland. Here's what head coach Steve Kerr said during the celebrations in the postgame.
Before we start, I just want to congratulate Cleveland on an amazing season. I watch that team a lot during the year. We always keep our eye on them, of course, and there have been kind of three different versions of their team. And the fact that they got here surprised me, actually, watching them during the regular season. It didn't look like they were going to have enough. But what Ty did with his group and obviously what LeBron does night after night is just incredible. And they had an amazing run. Bottom line is we got a lot of talent. That's and we had more talent than they did, and it was, talent wins in this league. But congrats to Cleveland, and I will take any questions now.
Tim in the back.
Steve, Tim Reynolds with the AP. You said you were surprised that Cleveland got here. Were there nights like maybe the January game in Utah or even as recently as 3-2 against Houston where you had doubts whether you guys would get to this moment as well?
Absolutely. There were doubts. The last month of the season was really difficult, and I was hoping we were going to be able to turn it up once the playoffs started, because we did not begin this run in a good way. Terms of where we were as a group, I think we lost 10 of our last 17, which more than anything was an indication of just how long this journey has been for us. And we knew we were going to have to find our defense, and right from the beginning, game one against San Antonio, I think Pop said that was the best defense they had faced all year. And Andre stepping in for Steph, with Steph being injured, running the point, showing his versatility, and really establishing our defensive mindset in that series, I think got us rolling.
Mark over in the third row.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Steph got a finals record 9 three-point shots in game 2. Tonight he closes out with 37. What more does he need to do to be named finals MVP?
I don't vote, so I know that's a storyline, and I'm sure it would have been nice for Steph to win the MVP. But honestly, I don't think he's that disappointed at this point. One of the great things about having the talent around him is that he gets to win championships. And, 2 years ago, we lost in Game 7 to Cleveland, and that was devastating. And Steph went out and recruited KD. With this in mind, winning titles. And I was there in the Hamptons when we had that discussion. I don't remember anybody asking, who's going to win MVP in the finals. It was all about let's win championships together. And that's what this is about. You guys can write about MVP. We don't care.
Two rows back towards the left.
Kemal Bozkurt, HaberName.com, Boston and from Turkey. Coach, next year, should I wait for you to be in Boston or should I come to here again, Cleveland?
Next year, we'll think about that later. Tonight is our night to celebrate, and it really is, such a long haul to win an NBA championship. It's a 9-month grind, and to get here 4 years in a row. Ty Lue and I actually talked about this before the series when we saw each other in Oakland. Just getting here is so difficult, and what both teams have been through going through this 4 years in a row, it's a major grind, and I think both teams felt it getting here. But I think once we got here, we took advantage of the moment.
Thank you. Ken, fifth row in the center.
Ken Berger from Bleacher Report. Along the lines of Mark's question, what have you observed in Steph in terms of a willingness to share the accolades, share the spotlight since Kevin's been on your team?
Well, that's just who he is. It's not like there was a transformation. Steph's always been one of the most unselfish people you can be around. And he's really an amazing human being. You know, it's rare that you see this combination, and I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, the combination of incredible talent and humility, that is such a powerful force in our locker room. And in many ways, it sets the tone for the whole organization. So everything Steph is about, everything he is, based on his family and his background and just, you know, what he's learned in his life, he's just all about us. He's all about the team. And he's just an amazing human being, and I'm incredibly lucky to coach him.
Tom, fourth row on the left.
Steve, Tom Reed from The Athletic. I know you, almost every press conference during the finals, we asked you some kind of question about LeBron. But after this four-year run, can you put into words as a coach and an opponent what the pressure he puts a team on as far as the runs that he can make, especially in 2016, but just how tough he is to game plan against and play against?
Well, he's terrifying. Yeah, you know, he really is. Every time he comes down the court getting downhill, you just know he's either going to get to the rim or he's going to find one of his shooters for a three-point shot. He's added the three-point threat. You know, when we came here 3 years ago in the first meeting, we weren't fearful of his shot. We were fearful of his power and his penetration and his passing. But now you fear everything. And I think maybe the greatest testament to LeBron is that, you know, 5 years ago, he was one of the top five players of all time. And from 5 years ago till now, it seems like he's 10 times better because he's added so much skill to his game. And I get asked all the time about, you know, MJ, LeBron, and it's such a difficult question to ask. All I know is they're the two best players that I've ever witnessed. They're very different, but, you know, however you want to rank them, you know, they're right there together.
And obviously, the follow-up to that, Durant obviously came in the next year after they beat you. Did you guys do anything different against him these last 2 years, or what did you learn when he was able to bring them back from 3-1?
We didn't really do anything different. You have to do the best job you can, try to stay in front of him, try not to foul him. We're blessed with a very versatile defensive roster, and I thought one of the keys to this series, to be honest, was Andre returning in game three. It gave the rest of the guys some relief, Draymond, KD, Clay. So we were able to put Andre on LeBron, and that gave everybody else some rest, and it allowed us to change the look. Andre's one of the best defenders in the league, and he did a fantastic job at games 3 and 4. And you know, you're never going to contain LeBron or anything like that. You just have to make him work, and I thought we did a good job of that the last two games of the series.
Last one on the left.
Steve, Alex Wong from The Score. This is your third championship in 4 years. Was this the toughest one, and what were some challenges this year that you didn't have to face in the other two championship runs?
Yeah, it was definitely the toughest from the standpoint that, you know, it's the fourth year in a row that we've attempted to get back to the finals. And I remember sitting in this room 3 years ago, it seemed like a dream. And this feels more like reality. And I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. It just, you know, that's the talent we have, and that's the experience we've gained. But it's a very different feeling. You know, it's still euphoric, but, you know, 3 years ago was, I can't believe this happened. And now it's, I can definitely believe this happened, but it was hard.
And as always, it's such an honor to bring you the stories of the Warriors all throughout the season here on Warriors Sound, our videos, our online radio station streaming 24/7, so much more to come. Thank you so much for being the best fans in the NBA. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.